Punchestown man Aubrey McCarthy was honoured at the Trinity College Alumni Awards event, which highlights former students' profound impact on a local, national and global scale. And he picked up the 2023 Trinity College Alumni Award for his charity work. Aubrey McCarthy, good morning and good to speak to you on the programme.
Good morning, Owen. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations, first of all, on picking up this award. You've done great work within the community in Kildare and over in Wicklow as chairman of Tig Lynn. So a huge personal achievement for you, no doubt.
I'm absolutely bowled over. When Trinity contacted me a couple of weeks ago and they said it had to be confidential because they had to issue a press release and all that had to be done last week. But they said there was 120 nominations of business people, altruists, entrepreneurs, local, national and globally, of course. And they said that I had won the 2023 Trinity College Alumni Award. So you often feel imposter syndrome. So this certainly was a case of that.
Well, take us back then, Aubrey, and congratulations, first of all. But take us back to when you set up Tig Lynn. It's a charity that provides an option to escape addiction and homelessness for people around the country. Why did you decide to set up Tig Lynn in the first place?
You know, Owen, not many people would know my own personal circumstances. My family were always from Kildare, Punchestown, but there was addiction in the family. And it sort of caused chaos, and myself and my siblings, we were the subjects of high court proceedings for custody, etc. So there was chaos regarding alcohol in the home. And I remember when I was younger, I made a vow to myself that if ever I made a few quid, I would try to make a difference in this area. So in 2008, I went to AIB and I purchased the Tig Lynn Mountaineering Centre, which many of your listeners will know. It used to be the old centre for scout troops and retreats, etc. So I bought that in 2008 with a mortgage of 110% in those crazy days. Mm. And for some reason, it started to work and people started to get sober, get their lives back. And now Tig Lynn has seven centres around Ireland.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And one of those just over the bridge from us here, the Jigginstown Centre, and I believe, you know, you're doing great work there and speaking to some of the people who've been living there for the last year or so, saying that they have really got their life back on track. So what work goes on then behind the doors in these Tig Lynn centres?
Well, what I love about the Jigginstown Centre, which is one of our newest centres, that was done with the guys from Homeless Care from NACE. So a group of NACE businessmen who are involved in business, everyday business. John Craddock would be one of the leaders there, and Jerry Prendergast, of course. But they're good at business, but they're not good at social inclusion. So what they've done is they're saying, we're going to do our bit, so let's work with Tig Lynn to do the social inclusion bit. And it has been an absolute recipe for success. And the wonderful thing about it is you've 12 people living in Jigginstown Manor who are re-entering the world regarding education, regarding employment, regarding training. And we offer all of the supported housing service for young people who have become homeless in Kildare. So it's a real Kildare success story. But not only that, President Higgins, when he was opening it, he said every manager of a county council in Ireland should look at Jigginstown as the model of what each county should do.
Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately there's a perception out there, Aubrey, that if somebody falls into addiction, falls into homelessness and becomes, in that terrible term, a down and out, that is, you know, that's it for life. That's what you're going to be. You're not going to get yourself back on track. You're not going to have a good quality of life. But with centres like Tig Lynn and those other fantastic charities that work around the country, that is an option to get back on track.
Do you know, one of our psychologists said recently, it's like working with Christmas tree lights. Every year you pull the box out of the attic and Owen goes through it and he pulls out his Christmas lights and they're all tangled and they're in bits, so you just throw them in the bin. What Tig Lynn does is it untangles the Christmas tree lights, it checks every bulb, it puts it in a straight line, and that's the individual that we're working with. We untangle their life of chaos, we give them all the support, and sometimes they need a new plug or a new bulb, but they need to be powered into a good source, and that's what we do. So if anything Tig Lynn is good at, and I'm proud of, is that we spot talent in people that other people didn't see the talent before. As Einstein said, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, that fish will be stupid forever. So Tiglin offers education, supports, counselling, psychotherapy for individuals who perhaps have become a little bit detached in life.
At the same time, Aubrey, we still have record homelessness in this country, and I'm sure you're looking on in desperation when you see, okay, you are helping a cohort, but you probably wish that you could do more, and everybody out there does wish that they could do more, and we still have that record homelessness.
Do you know, Owen, at the moment we've our homeless outreach in Dublin, which has nothing to do with addiction because we do homelessness as well and we do supported housing for the most vulnerable. But we're feeding between 400 and 500 people every day in Dublin City on Trinity, the Riverside Trinity College on Pierce Street. And what we do there is we try to make the fact you're homeless incidental. We offer you the best of food. We offer you musical entertainment, theatre, comedy, everything to make your life comfortable. And we do our best to get you on a housing list. Now, there are no houses, as you rightly said, but we're trying to just put a plaster on something that is far bigger than us to solve.
You've also done great work with Ukrainian refugees coming into this country and other refugees from around the world as well. And, you know, particularly a year and a half, 2 years ago when the invasion started off in Ukraine, you opened your arms in Tiglin.
Do you know, my guest with me the other night, I had to bring a date. So I brought the Ukrainian ambassador to Ireland, Larissa Jurasko. Larissa and myself have become great friends because she has seen what we've done in Tiglin with the Ukrainian guests is we've set up schools, we've set up drama societies, football groups. I mean, we really have embraced them as part of our family. So at the moment, we've over 117 people living with us in one of our centres from Ukraine. We've set up a bakery so that the mothers who have children can send their kids to creche with us during the day and then bake products, and we sell the products and pay them a wage. So all in all, it's a circular economy. And the likes of that, any county can do that again, but it just, we've been blessed that we've been able to do it.
Okay, super. Just before I let you go, Aubrey, if there's anybody listening in this morning that might be struggling with addiction, might be struggling with, you know, feeding the children at home, might be struggling on the cusp of homelessness, can they reach out to Tiglin? And if so, how can they do so?
Okay, there's two aspects. Locally, for the people of Kildare, we run a food bank from the old Dara Cinema opposite Dunn Stores. That's run by my brother Fergal and his wife Esther and John and Catherine Merrick and a gang of people. We give out food hampers every week on a Tuesday morning. But then secondly, if you're struggling with addiction or even a life-controlling problem, if you go on to our website, that's www.tiglin.ie, we'll certainly be able to help you.
Super. Okay, so that food bank at the Dara Cinema, the old Dara Cinema, every Tuesday morning, if anybody is struggling to make ends meet and wants a bit of a hand in terms of food, you get that food hamper on a Tuesday morning, and then tiglin.ie for more information in terms of addiction and homelessness. Aubrey, the work doesn't stop here. It's a great achievement to get that Trinity College Alumni Award for your charity work, but no doubt you have your sights set on what you're going to do over the next year and further on.
Absolutely. We certainly have different projects in view. We're working with Wexford County Council now at the moment. We're working with Wicklow. And Kildare County Council under Sonia Kavanagh have been phenomenal. They get what we do. They get that we change people's lives. So they're willing to invest in it.
Aubrey McCarthy from Punchestown, Chairman of Tiglin.